Now, we're now going to talk about a really important topic. And losing a child at birth is something no parent would ever get over. But that happened to Tess Shepherd from Redhill, whose son Thomas would have turned 18 this year. And in his memory, has organised a fundraising event for SANDS. That's the Stillbirth and Neonatal Death Society. And Tess joins us now. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
No, thank you for coming on. Now, I know that you want to give back to SANDS, so can you tell me how they've supported you over the years?
Well, I'd never heard of them until I lost Thomas. I mean, I had the perfect pregnancy with him at this time of year. I was getting everything ready. You don't expect this kind of thing. You expect a miscarriage maybe before 12 weeks, but before getting up to that last stage, we lost him in the last week, and leaving the hospital empty-handed was just absolutely horrendous. And I still remember my first phone call with SANDS. And it's not just the first few weeks, the first few months. They have been there just all the way along. It's just whenever you need to talk, you know, that they're a safe space where you can talk, you can cry, you can moan. No one's going to judge you. They've all been in the same situation, so they understand what it is like. And a lovely lady by the name of Lorna, she's been there for me the whole time. She's been absolutely amazing, you know, and not to have that support. I mean, I've had family members say to me, oh, isn't it about time, you know, you forgot and moved on? Excuse me, that was my child. So just having people there who understand what you're going through, every milestone that you miss. I've got two other sons. Every milestone that they're going through, it's quite hard for other people to understand if they haven't been there.
Yeah, so let's talk about Thomas then and why it's so important, you know, that you're marking this milestone that he actually never made.
Well, he's turning 18 next month, and me being me, I love a party, and I just thought, I want to do something, but I thought it's going to look really strange if you're having a party without the birthday boy there. So I said, okay, let's make it a fundraiser, and my goodness, I've never done anything like this before. It's just gone way out of control. It's like, oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to do that. Oh, what about this? And it's just growing and growing. But I really am hoping that it is going to be a great venue, you know, a great time, because I really want to raise awareness of SANDS. In this day and age, families still do lose babies. 13 babies a day die still, whether it's from stillbirth or neonatal death. I mean, that's nearly 5,000 a year. And that's just here in the UK. That is such a lot of families are going through this. And I didn't realise until I did my research that for SANDS to train a befriender, you don't just say, I want to befriend someone, you have to do training for it. That costs nearly £2,000. And I'm thinking, if I can raise that, I can train or help someone get trained to be a befriender for someone else who is just going through what I went through 18 years ago. That would mean a lot to me.
Well, it's a lovely idea, of course. So you're just saying that you've taken on the event for the, you know, the first time doing something like this. So what is the event? Where's it going to be? And actually, how is that organising going?
It's been a lot of stress, a lot of tears, but hopefully it will all come right in the end. It's at the Nutfield Centre in Redhill. So that's kind of at the top of Redstone Hill between Redhill and Nutfield. Some people know it as the Nutfield Lodge, and it starts at 4 o'clock. The doors open at 4. I'm going to do my welcome speech about 4:30. We've got a great guy by the name of Jack Shepherd, who does the Ed Sheeran experience. Now, I know a lot of people don't like tribute acts. I'm not a fan of them myself, but he is very good. So come along and sing and dance along to the Ed Sheeran songs, if that's your kind of thing. We've got a finger buffet. We've got a raffle. We've got some great prizes in the raffle. Some people have just been really so generous. It's absolutely fantastic. I've got so many people to thank. And then it ends at 9 o'clock. We've got 7 until 9 with a disco with our friend Josh.
Brilliant. And it sounds really good. Sounds like you're really pulling it together, Tess. So people listening to this morning, how can they find out more? How can they get tickets?
Well, you can go onto Eventbrite and search for SANDS, or you can go onto our website, which is slightly complicated, but it's thomas@18.co.uk, and the at is the word AT, not the symbol. So thomas@18.co.uk.
Well, Tess, it's just been great to talk to you. Thank you so much for sparing the time to come on and talk to us. And, all of us here, BBC Radio, sorry, really wish you well with the event and raising awareness for SANS. Fantastic stuff. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you.
That is Tess Shepherd with that event for SANS, who are the Stillbirth and Neonatal Death Society.